Hey, you may be seated. Happy Friday. You guys are almost done with your first week of the 2014 academic year. It's flying. Oh my gosh, the semester's almost over. Unbelievable. Hey, my name is Paul Boersma. I am the senior chaplain on the Campus Ministries team. Yes. Hey, and I have the privilege, along with the other Campus Ministries members, to get to do life with you this coming year. And for us to do life together well this coming year, I believe we have to acknowledge two fundamental truths. All right? Here's the first one. You and I and everyone here in Dimnit Chapel today and on this campus is messed up. Did you catch that? First fundamental truth. Let's get it clear here. You and I and everybody here today in Dimnit Chapel and on this campus is messed up. I have a good friend who reminds me of that often. He says, if you have a pulse, you got issues. It's true. It's true. And if you're thinking right now, I can't believe Boersma just said, I'm messed up. If you don't think you're messed up, you're really messed up, all right? So here's what I want to do. I want to practice so we just get this in our souls. I want you to turn to your neighbor, point at him with a little sass and say, you got to get the line. You can point at him. You are messed up and so am I. Do it right now. Turn to your neighbor. I saw that, Julie and Courtney. All right, that's good enough. You can do that throughout the day if you want with your roommates, your teammates. Hey, but let's just acknowledge this fundamental truth. Now, here's the deal. You won't find the phrase messed up in the Bible. It's not. You can flip through the scriptures. You won't find the term messed up. Because the Bible is much more direct, much more blunt, much more clear. It says, we're not just messed up, we are all sinners. And if you want a great scripture verse that just nails it, doesn't hide it, Romans 3:23. And this is a book we're going to continue to visit throughout the whole semester looking at the book of Romans. But Romans 3:23, here's what it says. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Did you catch that? All, not just some of you, not just a few of you, not just them, all of us, all have sinned. And sin is referring to not just a certain behavior, but it's talking to about a specific condition of the human race. Since the fall, we have all been poisoned, our nature. We are born sinners. So let's get clear right out of the chute as we start this year together that all of us, regardless of how you are comparing yourself to those around you right now, all of us come to this place Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and throughout this place on equal terms. Sinner. We're all sinners. That's the first fundamental truth. Now, regardless of this first fundamental truth that we are all sinners, in spite of this truth, God loves us unconditionally. Come on, man, I should get something for that, like sweet. I mean, if you really let that sink in, that's the second fundamental truth, that God loves us unconditionally. Now, I know there's some folks in here going, gosh, Boers, that's hard to swallow. Because most of our human relationships are conditional, aren't they? I will love you if. I will love you if you do what I want you to do. I will love you if you look a certain way. I will love you if you like the things I do. If. It's conditional. But God's love is not conditional. It is unconditional, which says this, I will love you in spite of your past and all the crap you've done in your life. I will love you regardless of who you are or what you've done or where you come from. I will love you unconditionally. And there's some of you right here are hearing that maybe for the first time and saying, man, I don't know if I can believe it. It doesn't matter whether you believe it or not. The truth is God loves each one of us unconditionally. It's not based on achievement. It's not based on your looks or your body image. It's not based on your merits or your grade point. It's based on God's relentless desire to be in right relationship with you. And if there is a scripture verse that takes these two fundamental truths of our sinful nature and God's unconditional love, if you want to have a verse that sums up the gospel, it is Romans 5, verse 8. If you could tattoo this baby on your arm or your ankles or wherever else you want on your body, put it on. And it goes like this. But God proves, demonstrates, shows you his love, the Greek word agape, his sacrificial, his costly love for us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Keep that up there, Paul. God proves his love for us in that while we're still sinners, Christ died for us. It takes these two fundamental truths of our sinful nature and God's unconditional love, but most importantly, it reveals the most important thing, how these two things are reconciled together. It's in the last four words of this verse. Last four words, Christ died for us. Jesus is the reconciling factor. You take Jesus out of there, you got no new life, no transformation. The Apostle Paul put it clearly in Colossians chapter 1 when he says this. He says, in Christ, God was pleased to dwell fully. And through Christ, God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of Christ's cross. In and through Christ, God desires to put all things in right order in our personal lives, but in our corporate lives here at Hope College, Holland, Michigan, and throughout the world. And when we allow this truth to seep in, when we open ourselves up to Jesus, the reconciling factor, we can experience transformation and new life. And this is not some pie-in-the-sky dream or something that happens over in other places of the world. It happens right here in our midst. And if you don't believe it, look around. Start talking to people. Start talking to folks in your resident halls, on your teams, in your Greek organizations, in your academic majors. And I think you're going to begin to hear this message about the person of Jesus who can transform and make all things new. So here we are. Start of a new year, 2013 and 14. Let's all acknowledge and adhere these fundamental truths. We're all equal, sinner. God still, in spite of our sinful nature, comes to us in his unconditional life, love through the person of Jesus, and we can experience new life and transformation in him. And there's some here right now who are going, I've never heard that message before, Boris. If that's you, or if you got some things kind of ringing around like, I don't know how this all works, email me. Or email one of the members of our campus ministry staffs, or talk with each other, and you'll find out who this person Jesus is, who gives new life to all who ask. Pray with me. God, thank you for the truth of your word. This is not my idea or thoughts. This is your word and your vision. And God, we thank you for the power of the good news in Jesus. And we pray, God, as we start this new year together, that right now in this midst, that you would begin to dispel the lies of the devil who has held people down in oppression, depression, false guilt, and shame, holding them back from the new life that you want to give them. Oh God, through your Holy Spirit's power, open them up to new life in you. And we pray this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let it be done. Amen.